This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Thrope. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Tel Aviv on Friday. The two discussed the possibility of an Israeli military offensive to the southern city of Gaza City of Rafah, something the United States has repeatedly said it is against. VOA's Steve Karish has more.
Blinken said the U.S. supports Israel's right to defend itself and shares the goal of defeating Hamas. However,
as we've said, though, a major military ground operation in Rafah is not the way to do it. It risks killing more civilians. It risks wreaking greater havoc with the provision of humanitarian assistance. It risks further isolating Israel around the world and jeopardizing its long-term security and standing.
For his part, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he appreciates the U.S. support. However, they still plan to carry out the military action in Rafah, despite U.S. objections.
And I told him that I hope we will do it with the support of the United States. But if we have to, we will do it alone.
Netanyahu said Israel sees no other way to defeat Hamas fighters it says are still hiding there. Steve Karish, VOA News.
The House has approved a $1.2 trillion package of spending bills just hours before funding for some key federal agencies is set to expire. The bill passed Friday by a vote of 286 to 134. The bill now moves to the Senate, where leadership hopes for a final vote later Friday. Lawmakers could still miss the deadline for funding the government, as action in the Senate could take time. But the practical impact in the near term would be minimal, with most federal workers off duty over the weekend and many government services funded through earlier legislation. A shutdown would mostly pass without incident unless matters dragged on into Monday. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The first major rehearsal for Torch Relay takes place in Neuilly-sur-Seine ahead of the Paris Olympics. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A total of 10,000 people in all will participate in the Torch Relay. The four captains, comprising two Olympic swimming champions, one at triathlon and the fourth long jump. Security will be tight, says French sports minister Amélie Oudéa-Castéra.
We will have at every step of the Torch Relay 200 people securing the torch and the organization.
Paris 2024 president Tony Estanguet says the massive event is quickly taking shape.
It's a very important day today for Paris 2024. It's so important, like the athletes that are preparing, that we can test all our operations before the D-Day.
The torch will be lit by the sun's rays on April 16 in ancient Olympia, Greece. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A court in Romania's capital has denied a request by online influencer Andrew Tate to return assets that were seized during investigations into the case in which he is charged with human trafficking, rape, and forming a criminal gang to sexually exploit women. Tate's spokesperson says he will appeal the ruling by the Bucharest Tribunal that all assets seized will remain in possession of Romania's anti-organized crime agency. Tate, who's 37 years old, won an appeal in January challenging the asset seizures, which triggered a retrial. Scientists studying photos from Mars say water was more abundant than they expected, and the planet stayed wetter for much longer than they previously thought. VOA's Rick Pantaleo tells us more.
For more than a decade, NASA's Curiosity rover has been exploring the Gale Crater on Mars. Scientists found evidence that this area may have been a lake until the planet lost all of its surface water between 3.7 and 3 billion years ago. Dr. Stephen Banham of Imperial College London explains what happened to the water on Mars.
Mars started losing its atmosphere and it started drying out. So all of this water that was on the surface began to sort of boil off and was lost into the atmosphere and then into space.
New study led by Banham suggests that there was water on the red planet for a much longer time and was much more abundant than they had previously estimated. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
Poland's government has prepared new legislation to boost the nation's capacity for self-defense. Ministers say the bill was prompted by the war that neighboring Ukraine is fighting against Russia's aggression. Poland's interior minister says the new law is about preparing for extreme situations, including the possibility of an armed conflict. The legislation will be put before Parliament, probably in May, after consultations with the public and with local authorities. For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.